And I told you, special guests in the studio, I wasn't kidding. It's the Wolfpack. Trevor and his lovely daughter Nicole from El Pescatore. Lovely to have you back on a Wednesday. It cheers me up tremendously. We've had a few technical gremlins this morning, and so have you, apparently.
Yes, you know, getting up at 5 o'clock to do extraction fans, and oh my gosh.
Isn't it fun? Hey, life in the fast lane.
What happens behind the scenes.
Yeah, always like that. But never fear. We go forth and conquer. And your restaurant is now... apparently, we'll talk about it in a second, the bar section of the restaurant is coming to fruition in a vision
slowly but surely,
that
is
extraordinary. So tell us about it, Nicole. What's happening?
So Dave, we, about a year and a half ago, decided that the restaurant needed a wonderful facelift. And as everyone has seen, and thank you to all the guests that came to support us after last week's radio show with you to see what has been going on. We, part of that venture has been our first construction, which was to break open the beautiful windows, as we've discussed last week, and have this beautiful indoor-outdoor experience now at El Pescatore. But the next big thing is the bar. Now, you might wonder, why the bar, Nicole? I mean, you know, we always have been known for our food, but our drinks are equally as important. The point that I'm trying to get at is the bar is exactly 35 years old and 10 months. So, to be exact.
So, it's old like me.
It's really. It's had its time, and I feel like it's ready to go to the pasture and just rest. So
it also really wasn't put in the right position. So, where the bar is, as you know, when you come in on the left-hand side, it's a thoroughfare. Deliveries come from there, staff come out of the kitchen there, and it that worked. It's tiny. Cocktails have become a huge thing in our restaurant. Yeah. I mean, I never realized how big cocktails and view and beach go together, and they really do. I mean, we can have guests that come and basically have three cocktails and just hang out, you know, on the deck.
And fall down the stairs.
but also, you know, on a business side, that's the same as having a meal in the restaurant. Actually, maybe a little bit more. So the cocktails really, it's a very important part now of our business.
Yeah.
Moving the bar, and that's another reason why we took all the windows and opened them up.
Yeah.
Where the bar's going to go, you're going to be able to sit at a bar and look over Clark Bay. But carry on with your story.
So in essence, as Dad mentioned, the bar currently, the way it is with the thoroughfare around it, especially in season when it's very busy, it's not a desirable space to sit and enjoy a cocktail or a beer or maybe have a little girls' evening out and sit there and have a little cocktail before you go down. So our creation going forward will be to have this really chic barefoot luxury experience at a bar, depending on whether you're going out for a date and you need that sneaky drink just before you go on your first date, or whether it's a meeting spot for the guys or the girls. Eventually, we will have TV there, which a lot of guests have been asking us for a few years. Please bring back the rugby and the soccer. So we don't want it necessarily to be a sit down for hours on end and have a jewel type of bar, but it is that first breaking point to your dining experience. Mm. And I think I'd really like people to watch our space. It's coming up soon. We're in the final sort of stepping phase to this bar, and it is going to be exceptional. If you've liked the changes already, watch this space, because it's going to be fantastic.
So the innovation continues at El Pescatore, and it's all good. And 2025 is going to be an interesting year. I have a feeling, because I've been reading widely on the subject and listening to guys like Paul Harris, for example, and
Biz News.
Yeah, but I like the positive guys. There's some very negative guys on Biz News at the moment that are saying, you know, all gloom and doom. But no, I tend to feel the opposite. I think that we're going to have a good year. I really do.
Yeah.
I think
so
we're just, because South Africans are extraordinary people, and no matter what the idiot politicians tend to create with the scoring of the own goals and the continual, you know, the potential that we have is awesome and off the charts, and
absolutely,
yet they continually, you know, flummox the potential. But I reckon that the ordinary South African, is the most extraordinary, creative, entrepreneurial, exciting creature. And that's where our salvation lies. This is it. Stuff. I think people have just had enough. Yeah. Forget about it. There's no white knight coming in from the political far left or right to rescue us. We do it ourselves. Yeah. And that's why. And then we celebrate life by treating yourself, your friends, your loved ones to the finer things in life, which is what you guys specialize
in.
So it's going to be an extraordinary year from that perspective. So
we started this year saying to each other, we have like a feeling in our jellies, like this is going to be our year. This is going to be another fantastic year ahead.
I think it is. You know, the trends, if you look at it, businesses like yours that have been established for so long and so well loved in the community because of the value, the proposition that you offer and continue to, and your standards are always immaculate, and you go the extra mile, which is really, I think, the essence of a good business. Well, all of that has got to pay off. And with South Africa's sentiment, you saw that we had a really, really good season in terms of people visiting Ballito and people staying at home in Ballito, loving the fact you can holiday in your own town. Then what is part of a enjoyment of life, but to be able to go out and to take in that sweeping view of the ocean, which is stunning, and then to enjoy top quality food, great cocktails, and wonderful environment, wonderful hosts. You guys are awesome. We love you.
And you know, for those people who are also looking for, you know, who have fallen upon, but you know, harder times, or somebody's just wanting to treat themselves on a Wednesday, I'd really highly recommend coming to El Pescatore. We have a fantastic, what we call our beef and beer special. It's run for the last 2 years. It's done exceptionally well. Guests support us. And we've decided we're going to do it another year. So, Dad, do you want to tell everybody about our beef and beer special on a Wednesday?
We've had Vintuk come in and say that they'll help us on this one. So what we do is there's three choices. You can have a fillet pasta, so beautiful soft fillet in olive oil, garlic, a little bit of chili on a pasta of your choice, or you can have your Derbs pizza, which is a margherita pizza, cheese and tomato with fillet and avocado, a very, very light cream curry sauce. Or you can have, what was the last one?
Beef curry.
Beef curry. I'm losing it. Beef curry, which is, we make a curry, but we don't make it from off-cut rubbish beef. We make it from fillet steak or tomahawk off-cuts, and we make a nice traditional beef curry. So it's a beef curry or a beef pizza or beef pasta with a beer for $150, yeah?
And includes a free beer. With that said, these portions are large. You're not going to leave feeling hostile.
So that's the budget buster, if you like. Well, not the buster, but the budget friendly Tuesday.
Yeah, no, Wednesday. Tomorrow. And put it in your diary, guys.
So it's today.
Wednesday.
It's today.
Today's Wednesday. Goodness gracious.
Isn't that just appropriate? So you can go out and enjoy a really fabulous slap-up beef and beer fiesta at, El Pescatore is a seafood restaurant. Generally speaking, people associate El Pescatore with the sea and the seafood, but the beef and the beer and the pizzas and all of that is equally stunning.
Yeah.
So
we've had an incredible calling this year, actually, for our beef. Not only beef and beer, but our meat in general. We put huge focus on it last year, and we've had tremendous support.
You know, one of our biggest sellers, believe it or not, is surf and turf.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not
so
surprised.
So we do a rump and prawns with a really herby, creamy sauce. And we were looking at our big sellers. And apart from, of course, lionfish, we've got two new ones in today. We've got fresh Dorado and fresh swordfish came in today. So that's really good. But apart from that, platters, definitely lionfish. And then I would say surf and turf.
Surf and turf is right up there, absolutely.
So there's so many options at El Pescatore, folks. You, and being Wednesday, it's a good day to take the family out, because at those sort of prices you can justify it, even though we've come off maybe a punishing December ritual in our January. But hey, you know what? Life is short. Don't waste time. Don't do that. Just enjoy. Be the positive. Hey?
Live the life.
Have fun while you can, because believe me, it goes by very, very fast. And you don't want to have, you know, it's always strange when people kind of denying themselves the good things in life because it's you know, well, I'm going to, I feel that I need to take care of this, that, and the next thing. Nonsense. Of course, everything in moderation, but do not deny yourself the good things in life. Yes. Al Pescatore is where you will find the best things in life. Thanks so much for
Thank
the
you.
Visit.
Always
and,
good being here.
And we look forward to seeing you at your spot really soon at Al Pescatore. It's at, you know where it is, the guy, the Italian guy, where Roberto gives you that, at one place. It's right on the beach. You can't miss it. You can't get closer to the sea. And the food is awesome, as are the cocktails, as are the hosts, my special guests, Trevor and Nicole. We'll catch up with you very shortly.
Thanks for having us.
And the morning show continues with Fifth Harmony.